Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's Hump Day with Swanee and friends, Dane Swan and me. And that's it. Hello.
Hey, mate.
Yeah. Hey, we should start this like an interview on a radio station. Because apparently there's a new memo that's gone around. So, well, I'll do it. And here we are, and Swanee and friends. It's 8:05 and... being good enough to join us is Collingwood chat, Dane Swan. Good morning, Dane.
Good morning. I'm not sure there's any good mornings anymore, Ralph, but okay, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. That last bit. When did the memo go across that every AFL football is delighted to be part of an interview? I was just watching you do it.
Well,
thanks for having me. Everyone's going to say thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me, mate. Yeah, no, it's been great.
Because they're delighted.
Absolutely, because they're probably getting paid.
Well, there's that. That would help. And you?
Then I'd be delighted, yeah.
Should we marry up the two biggest talking points of the week?
What are they?
Well, Collingwood's are certainly to make the grand final. And the AFL's are certainly to move the grand final to a twilight. My goodness, there could be some busy work on a Sunday for you.
That was your other talking point.
There's a fans association where 400 people have said that we don't
The other talking point.
Yes.
Was Fremantle.
And you can't start the podcast with Fremantle. We're not footy classified. This is fun.
This is us, and you preached that you're burying the lead. Everyone wants to know why you thought Fremantle were going to be so good.
I said they were a good trade option because they'd be 2-0, probably 6-0.
How's that going now? What about to win the flag?
I think we have to revise it.
So, that'd be 1,000,000-1.
I think they're 40s.
Hello.
Mate, Fife got dropped.
I'm say hello.
Well, that was probably after what you said about him.
Hello.
They're fucking woeful.
We don't start but with negatives. Or is this a positive that you can bag me?
I was going to say, no, that was a positive. Because that's about the only fucking bet I got right on the weekend. So thank you, Ralph. I'm a man of integrity.
Welcome to the world of public tipping. It's fun, isn't it?
It's been good the last couple. What do we always say? It takes 3 or 4 years, mate.
3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks, yeah. But I'm one of the worst punter on the planet at the moment. So... I can only go one way to come good. Well, exactly. Don't worry, I've got the
old fucking
Paul George Costanza.
That's it.
Yeah,
busy week for you?
Mix it up?
No, not particularly. No, it's not a bad week. Work Thursday, today, nothing. Tomorrow,
charity work. You've been away?
Oh, yeah, I'm playing Saturday, actually, first game. So that's the weekend. Yeah, my footy's basically started back this year.
Who for?
The Western Rams. I think they've won since 2018, so it should be fun.
Where are they? I don't know, West.
I think they'll rock bank, I think. But they, I spoke to the coach, he reckons they are legitimately half a chance. Now, I've heard that before, but we'll see how we go. I played a practice match on the weekend, played three quarters. Just
for City?
Long. Yeah. That just did what I had to. She put up all right. So, not that I did much, but it's nice to run around. My ankle still works, so not to what it was, but should be able to get through, hopefully.
This brings me, you actually said a word, two words, practice match. So I saw this in two different areas of the media, that there was queries about how Nick Dacos would go with the tag, because in the Hawthorn practice match, he was shut down with a hard tag. Would that be, do you think, a good indicator to how you would go at an actual real game of footy?
Well, who'd you say shut him down? Was that?
In the Hawthorn, when Collingwood played Hawthorn in a practice match, so it was considered a query whether he could cope with the tag because he couldn't in a practice match.
Well,
how'd you cope with tags in practice match?
Well, I think you just said it there. You said that Hawthorn couldn't shut down a fucking, and I don't know, they could have shut down an illegal something, an illegal prostitution ring with all the fucking police. They could have that just goes to show how ridiculous preseason games are, because Hawthorn couldn't shut down anything. They couldn't stop traffic at a fucking traffic stop.
You don't think Collingwood Hawthorn's a good indication of form from a practice match?
No, well, I'm sure I've said it on here. I've said it many times. No one cares about preseason games because the good players aren't trying. All they want to do is get through unscathed and get a couple of kicks and know, I can still find the footy and that's it. They don't try hard enough. And I'm sure Nick Dacos got a young, long year ahead. And now Dale Thomas coming and said he's the best player in the league at the moment. Now Dale fucking relax a bit. Dale Thomas becoming Kane Corns. He's going to be, if Jeremy Cameron's not the best player in the league at the moment, I'll fucking go hey. But, you know, come on, Dale. I know you're trying to get a job in the media, but saying ridiculous shit like that. But he's obviously been in the Australian side right now. But yeah, my practice matches mean very little, and they haven't stopped him yet. I'm sure someone will try and tag him. I'm not sure if Richmond actually do that, but mate, at one stage he's going to have a bad game. You cannot possibly play 300 best on the ground. You can't be best on the ground every single game you ever play. So at some stage, someone is going to curb his influence at some stage, and then he'll just move on and play probably well the next week.
Did you go or where'd you watch it Sunday?
It's simple math science. You cannot. I played. So
you were watching live.
I came in at half time.
Yep.
And we're seeing the scores and. I'd sent out a tweet at half time about
for the
assault about the prison bars. That's and then I finished the three quarter time and watched the last sort of quarter in 10 minutes on my phone, just in the change rooms, and then I went home.
You were quoted in the Herald Sun on Saturday, and it's one that's aged well, Sam. Sam, Dane, aged quite well. You actually said about the players get drafted with a bit of talent and not robots.
Yeah.
Expand, please.
Well, it's pretty basic. Like young kids get drafted because they're actually good at football, not because they are robots and play a super defensive game, especially the kids at the top of the draft. Maybe the kids down the bottom maybe just have to learn a system, but the good ones, if they go into a wrong system, that can really, really hamper their development because they're not allowed to play with the freedom and the ability, a natural ball finding ability, or the intercept marking, or their decision making, or whatever it is that they're very good at. If they go into a system where they're getting fucking smacked, or they're so, you know, robotic like, you're like, well, nah, if you get it here, you have to kick it long down the line, or you have to go backwards. You know, in the system the Pies were in the year before, it won't develop as fast, and then you won't be able to see what you've got, and then some might get lost in that game plan or that system and get pushed out of the AFL because they haven't had the ability to shine at the top level. And not Nick Dacos was obviously the perfect example. He would be pushed out of the league, but he might not. He definitely wouldn't have had the year he had, being able to take the game on, kick the ball in, the kicks he kicked through the middle of the ground because that wasn't their system. And he would have had to have played a very non-attacking role. Probably would have played through the midfield or because they didn't have very attacking half-backs back then. So probably Boddy probably would have got hammered, probably would have got tagged as a mid and wouldn't have had the same year. So that's basically what I said, and it rings true.
It's a very simple thing you said, and I don't say that as a smart ass, but it made me think, like, every time the draft's on, there's Shift to Sheen, who's obviously a draft genius and has been for years, and all the other people, and they go, well, this guy's the next Chris Judd and Luke Hodge and blah, blah, blah. And they show all these unbelievable highlights, and then within 3 years you go, where'd all that skill go? So there has to be an argument that it's actually the system gets coached out of these players a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and some obviously just can't cope going to the next level with the pace and the speed and the physicality, and that's fair enough. Not everyone can play at the top level, but there are some. I've seen in Melbourne, I was playing, guys were way more talented than me, way more skillful, better players, harder workers, faster trainers. It's just I was an established side. Good luck getting into a midfield that's already still like the young mids at Melbourne. There's probably one there that is a gun, but just can't get in because look who he's behind. And he might, and in some aspects, some people are more suited to the AFL than the VFL because the AFL, you know where the ball goes, and if you've got a better brain, like, or you're not so much, you can't win your own footy. Well, if you get given to on the outside, at AFL level, it's a lot easier to be that player because you can get handball receives, you know how to run in the right spots. If you play in a shitter league like in the VFL, but you have to win your own footy, like, guys who need it given to them may struggle. So if you're at Melbourne and you're one of those guys, for instance, because they've got the best midfield, they get stuck behind them and then they get a year or two, three, and then two or three stuck behind that midfield and they just can't get in. And then all of a sudden a young kid comes in or they get traded and it just hampers their development. Then all of a sudden they're out of the league in 5 years. So a bit like the NBA and the NFL, a lot of where you get drafted is huge on how you go in your career.
As far as getting given an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Some might need to play games early. Some might need to play games when they're shit. So you just get games and you can develop that way. Some need to sit on the sidelines and learn the craft through the VFL, depending on what shape you are and stuff like that. So a lot of luck obviously to be a good player, but I don't think Nick Dacos needed much luck to be a good player at AFL level.
Yeah, you're very good with crowd psychology. Is there a reason, do you think, that Jason Horne-Francis was getting booed?
Well, I would say because the way he slipped up last year and left North would be the obvious answer.
But wouldn't it be because he's a good player?
Well, I would say, he didn't do much on the weekend.
No.
I would have said they would have booed because of the way he slipped up last year and wanted to leave Melbourne, is what I would have thought. But there's better players than him at Port. Connor Rosie would, if he's probably their best player, you probably would have booed him if you were going to boo their best player. Not that I see much of the game, so I don't even know who played well for them. But, they played. Port played North?
No. Port, round one, they beat Brisbane, so they've played North yet. Yeah, they'll be looking forward to that. I want to ask you about smiling coaches.
Maybe North on my side, I don't know if we'll get to that. But
yeah, we'll get to it. Well, that includes that. Yeah. Alistair Clarkson's now auditioning for the next Ted Lasso.
Well,
with Craig McRae.
I'm all aboard the North Melbourne train, mate. I've got my grand final seat secured.
So you bought a membership, did you?
Mate, yeah, I did. But, mate, they don't fucking miss you either. For a side that hasn't won a game for 15 years, $600 somewhere.
$600 for it's not an adult membership. You must have bought the next tier.
It was $519, but I got my grand final seat secured.
That must be why the guaranteed grand final ticket.
For a side that hasn't won a game in 10 years, I tell you what, that if I don't mind, mate, there's 21 options. Man, my brain hurt trying to read them all. Just give me that. There was more expensive ones than that. I mean, into the thousands. I was like, mate, I'm never going to use this ever, apart from when we get to the granny.
Hang on a minute. Premiership Club Premier Bay is what you must have bought. So you've got reserve seating. grand final access should North Melbourne qualify, Premiership Club access. I reckon that's pretty safe that they won't be used that.
North will win the flag, mate. Don't worry about that. Have you not seen them?
So, and basic membership is $239 and you've paid
$629. Yeah, mate. Well, I'm a fucking paid up. I can put my money where my mouth is now, so I can talk about North Melbourne however I like because I'm a paid up member.
So are you amused by the everyone being Happy Gilmore now as a coach, except for Justin Longmuir?
Oh, mate, Fremantle, don't get me started. They are horrific to watch, Fremantle. Everyone's smiling. No.
Well, Clarko's on the sidelines and paying freeze. And
Ross Lyon smiling. What's that saying? Mate, when you losers limp, that's what that is. Everyone's just been a loser. Mate, winners are grinners, mate. And when you're 2-0, it's been pretty with the elite up the top, Pies, Swans, North, Saints, Bombers, mate. Who would have picked that? Five elite sides. I have no problem with them smiling. Who gives a fuck? Like, he's happy. They're a young side. They're probably expected to win two games all year. They've done it in the first two. We've done it in our first two, should I say. Man, it's only up from here. Luke Davis, he wanted a bit of Chris Judd there late in that game. Like, when he's got the hunched over shoulders, he moves a bit like him.
Yeah.
But, man, the Kangas haven't done much wrong yet.
But it's an interesting philosophy, isn't it, that all of a sudden coaches are thinking maybe it might be best if players enjoy their time at the footy club.
Oh, man, well, also screamed out from the rooftops. For me, if you enjoy going to work, you're going to be more productive, whether you're a podcaster, like a midwife, a footballer, plumber, whatever. If you enjoy going to work and you're happy, that's why I always played. That's why I always enjoyed myself, because I thought I'd get the best out of myself as a footballer and as a person when I was happy.
Yeah.
Enjoying myself. So why wouldn't everyone else? Like, I understand some people have to go on and snarl and put on an angry face. Like, people are, geez, I'm trying really hard. Mate, people can see through that. Like, if you're enjoying yourself and happy, and obviously you have to work hard and you have to fucking do everything right, but I dare say that North didn't like playing under John David Noble last year, so I think it showed. Did he coach him last year? Yeah.
Yep.
And he got Clarkson just might be a fucking genius, which how do you argue with it at the moment? Yeah, exactly. So... he's brought some kind of energy, he's a cult, Alistair Clark. So I know he brings him in and I know they all just follow him and worship him. And, he's a different cat. I don't know him, I've never met him personally, but, you know, when he ran around Hawthorn with his shirt off in Tassie or something, like, you know what I mean? Canberra, whatever it was. So he just brings a different element and the boys obviously love him and want to play for him. And a bit like Collingwood with Fly, I'd imagine the Saints with Ross Lyon, the Bombers with Chris Scott, a new voice. Like, they get re-energised. Now, how long that lasts? How long, what do you call it? The new coaching bump or whatever? Sugar hit, yeah. Now, how long that lasts? Who knows? Oh, I'd love North to finish in the top four. Mate, I'd have grand final tickets coming at me blurred up. Mate, it'd be unbelievable. So, And I'm a paid-up member. My two sides could play off in the grand final. I have no problem with them smiling and laughing because it rubs off on the players. Like, if you're and it's a different world. Like, you just can't abuse players these days because everyone's so in their feelings and soft and not allowed to be yelled at anymore. So it's a different coaching landscape, and he obviously figured that out. And, letting the players enjoy themselves and express themselves, and look what's happened.
Conversely, so I'm watching the 7 News last night. I didn't have the sound on, and the Bulldogs are coming into training, and it is funny, isn't it? Because that's probably the time where you do need to laugh and lift, but you can tell everyone's just walking, going, "Oh fuck, the cameras are there. We better look serious." And then Bonabelli comes out and gets a grab, and he's going to look serious. And then it can become at 0-2 a self-fulfilling prophecy, can't it?
Yeah, my losers limp. They all have to walk in and I don't want to be the one laughing on the camera. And then...
That's probably the time you need to laugh.
Yeah, mate, that's the old-fashioned go down the pub and have a few beers, which I'm not sure that will happen. But Mate, aren't the dogs fucking something? Did I get them wrong? Geez, I bought into the cool. Well, I didn't really buy into the cool. I didn't have them to finish in the eight, but geez, I thought I'd bet the Saints. Cost me all my multis, but once again, didn't get a dollar off Collingwood on the weekend because I had them all into everything else.
That hurts.
Yes, it does. It really hurts. But mate, the dogs—they just—they look so just disinterested. They're good players. They're good players. Have just vanished. I was watching them because I had everything into them on Saturday night, and they just—you could tell 5 minutes in—they were fucked. Yeah. Like I tweeted out. To be fair, I'm looking forward to seeing how the dogs' tools go when they get a good night for it.
Yep.
Like under decent conditions, because they played in 23 degrees perfect weather at the MCG on last Saturday night, round one. Then they were at Etihad on under the roof Saturday night, game two. So I'm just waiting for when they're going to play in some decent conditions to let these tools do their thing. So
Ballarat in May.
Yeah, going to have to get them down to Mars Stadium in July or something like that just to see how they're going to go.
Trevor Marmalade's got a good recruiting system, which is get rid of shit players and keep your good ones. I don't think Hawthorn's doing that at the moment.
The Hawks, four.
Hang on, I'm just looking at your power rankings. Would struggle to win in the VFL, Hawks.
Oh, mate, I had about 15 lines for him. I was like, what am I going to roll with?
Well, you can use them all over the next 15 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a few up in the bank, but mate, I took the over in that game. Did you watch that game? I had to watch it right to the very end. Did you see the end?
No, because I flicked over. I couldn't do it to
myself. A bloke had a shot on goal. Mate, they are. Hawthorn might be worse than Northwood. Like, they are horrendous. Because I always watch through the prism of a gambler's eyes.
Waiting for you to say ex-champion, but no, gambler.
Yeah, no, they they just couldn't kick goal. They're fucking pathetic. They're embarrassed.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
They finally got within 3 points of the over, and some fuckwit missed the goal for about 35 out, slight angle. Then Swans kick it out, turn it over, mate. Bloke comes out in the lead, Hawks kicking in, perfect kick, one of the very few for the day from Hawthorn. Like coming out, mate, it could not have hit him in a more perfect spot in his chest. He fumbled and hit the ground, and siren went. That would have been for the over. Then I would have laid off him a lot. You think the AFL and whoever bought the – I was going to tweet this out, but it was too long. Like, the broadcasters would have to be quite angry with someone like that who's just going to get smacked by 100 points. No one's going to watch him.
Yep. And you know, I always get amused when there's board elections and stuff, and supporters go, "Well, I need a right to vote and all that." No, you don't need a right to vote as a supporter. You just vote with your feet and with your TV remote.
Oh, mate, not many people going to watch them this year.
Exactly,
they are diabolical,
and that's what does teams in. But you know, I said that as a joke, but. What happened to North 3 years ago? Oh, let's get rid of all our senior list and just play the kids. Well, you end up shit. The same thing happened at the Demons. Same thing's happening out at Hawthorn. It's just ridiculous to say. Like, if you use that mindset, Craig McRae would have walked in and got rid of Pendles and Steele.
Yeah.
Well, that would have worked well.
Yeah, exactly.
keep good players. It's just and I heard one of the Hawthorn guys being interviewed pre-game, and they're using it like it's a courageous thing to do. You know what? I reckon that's weak as piss, because all it does is guarantee you 4 years of saying, well, we're playing the kids. Yeah. That's not courageous.
I was watching. I had to watch that game. I just can't believe still there, Luke Bruce. Like, what would he be thinking? He'll keep five goals for the year. He was running around. He missed the fucking sitter too. Actually, mate, it's filtered through the group. They're poor kicking, and he usually doesn't miss. But I can't believe. Well, he would have to have looked around and gone, mate, Sam, get rid of me too. Like, he'll keep four goals for the year. He's in for a tough stuff here, and I sent a stat somewhere. He's the only player over 30. Like, he's gonna have nothing to talk to anyone. He's gonna have a boring old year. Like,
isn't
all the
isn't
young
the best part when you're over 30 though, hearing from the young guys what they're up to?
Yeah, they all float around their own cliques and do their own thing. Right. And it depends what kind of culture they've got. Some have to hide it because they're not allowed to be out on the weekend and stuff like that. So, depends what kind of culture they've got, but. Mate, they're in for a tough year, the Hawks. Oh, you know what? I actually finally represent the Poos and Wees, because that's what they are.
Absolutely. You said about dropping a sitter. So with Fremantle, did you see this on Footy Classified?
I missed that last night.
Okay, yes. I know. No, sorry, it wasn't Footy Classified, because I missed that for the 700th time in a row, but on the couch, which I do like. Jackson and Tabernard have had 17 times they've been the target this year for no goals.
Well, you know they're going well.
Doesn't matter how good your midfield or your coaching is, if you've got blokes who can't take a mark as your key strike people, you got no chance.
Did you happen in your scouting report before the start of the year, you didn't notice their forward line was dreadful, Ralph? You just couldn't pick that up?
No, I thought average. The on balls will play well, but they're Luke Jackson, my goodness. I was trying to think of something similar. Well,
who would you rather right now, Brodie Grundy or Luke Jackson with Gorn out? Serious question.
With Max Gorn out. Oh, my goodness. Like, Brodie Grundy is right now, the most important recruit of the year of any team. Easily.
Yeah, so you'd rather him over Jackson?
Oh, please. That is, would you rather me playing or you? Like, honestly, it's just, it is chalk and cheese. Oh, no, sorry. That was the last point I was going to ask with Hawthorn. So, Collingwood was 17th in clearances last year. So they got Tom Mitchell. Yeah. Hawthorn were 18th. In midfield, their midfield was ranked 18th.
Yeah.
So they got rid of Mitchell and O'Meara. This could be cray-cray, but isn't the idea of being a good team to improve your weaknesses rather than weaken your weaknesses? So Collingwood improved their weaknesses and Hawthorn weakened their weaknesses.
Well, Hawthorn just wanted to just weaken themselves totally. It's absolutely tanking, clearly, because they want to go to the draft, and it's tanking without actually telling the players not to play. Well, it's putting just blokes who should not be playing. But those kids, they generally look like the GWS and Gold Coast when they first entered the league.
Yeah.
Like, just young, real skinny, thrown off the ball, just got hammered by Sydney's senior blokes. Like, they're going to have a tough, tough year.
And I don't work for Clarkson, though.
Yeah.
Go to the draft, work for Clarkson. All right, so has Sam Mitchell got Buddy Franklin, Luke Hodge, Jared Ruffin and Jordan Lewis in his draft, has he? Because that's what Alistair Clarkson got in his first year.
Not Luke Hodge.
Eh?
Not Luke Hodge. He was in my
year. Sorry, first 2 years. First 2 years, Hawthorn got Hodge, Buddy, Ruffin, Lewis. Well, okay.
That's not bad, is it? Yeah.
And didn't get
I guess the proof would be in the pudding. Yeah.
Brody's the most important recruit of the year, and it just shows you the luck. What if Cameron had what Max Gorn had? Then all of a sudden everyone would be going, why'd you get rid of Grundy? So they haven't stiff shit. A Carlton the super side, there's my training one. I'm gonna make up this to our people.
I haven't talked about the Pies yet either.
I tried to get you talking about the Pies at the start.
Carlton, are they super? No, well, Like in my power rankings, like the Pies and the Swans are clearly. I was having this argument with my cousin the other day because he reckoned. I was like, the Pies are the best side in the moment. He's like, well, you can't have the best side in the moment because they've only played two games. So I go, well, yes, you can. But right now, at the moment, if you had to say who's 99.9% of people would say Collingwood are the best team in the league right now, as it stands. Now, that may change because, well, about the Pies, they can't, like, you just hope they're not peaking to it. You just hope this is not the absolute best they've got. Because if they've got some improving to do, well, the fucking season is over. If they're going to continue, if they're going to get better all year, well, good luck beating them, anyone, the way they're playing. Now, they're obviously going to, you would imagine they're going to dip and they're going to have, someone's going to.
They haven't travelled yet.
No, when do they go to Elliot? Actually, I'm going up there. Actually, I'm going up there next week for the Brisbane game. So, you know, I'm going to Brisbane. We've got to get together for Magic Round.
Right.
Yeah, we've got to go to Adelaide for Magic Round. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Is that what they're calling it?
Gather Round, do you talk about?
Magic Round's the NRL, isn't it?
So don't tell me Collingwood have to travel twice.
I think so, yeah. So at the moment, Carl couldn't hold a candle to Collingwood at the moment. Well, no one can, apart from North.
Were Carlton less impressive against Geelong than Collingwood were?
Yep. And they were less impressive against Richmond. Over the two bodies of work. Like, no one with a straight face could sit there and tell me that anyone has looked as good as Collingwood. It's you're either a hater or you don't understand the game of football over the first two games. The body of work, they put the foot down against Geelong and hammered them, and then they just absolutely. And you think Port's form, if you're a horse racing, you think Port's form was pretty good. They flogged Brisbane. Brisbane beat Melbourne. So Melbourne flogged the Dogs. Now, that form didn't stack up much. But the Blues will be thereabouts. Like I said, they're the best of the rest. They'll win enough games to play finals this year, you would think, barring a catastrophic fucking meltdown in the back half of the year.
Or injury. Yeah. You always need luck.
Of course. So that's what Sam Walsh should come back in. He's obviously a fairly significant player for him. But I'm not sold on Geelong, so I don't know. Like I said, during the Geelong-Carlton game, Collingwood's win last week doesn't look as good because I'm not sure Geelong are off a bit.
I refuse to click. In the age today, I refuse to click. Why Geelong's season could be done at 0-2 because of what happened because of other sides that have 0-2. It's a crime against mathematics. Can I just tell people? It's a crime against mathematics. They're going to stop doing this. They're going to start arresting people. The 0-2 stat is the dumbest fucking stat in footy, only matched by the 2-0 stat.
Yeah. Hey, North are going, North are playing finals, mate.
Exactly.
North Saints Bombers are all in.
It's got nothing to do with what other teams did in the past. Let me just tell you that. It's whoever's going to be the best team this year.
The Cats aren't winning the flag. I said that from the start. It's too hard to go back to back, and only the very, very best sides of all time go back to back. And I don't think Geelong side last year was one of the best of all time, or maybe, but they lost Selwood. Hawkins another year older, Dangerfield another year older. Like they're not in that prime where they had all where the stars.
Like Carlton 95, Dane. Carlton 95. All their veterans aligned, and then history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes.
Yes, so like Geelong will win. Geelong haven't played at home yet, so they'll get enough home games to finish in the eighth, but they're not winning the flag this year. You can quote me on that.
By the way, I didn't say why Sam isn't here. Why isn't Sam here? Why are we doing this online? Sam's going away.
Because
we're looking at an empty chair, which we're going to put out in socials, because Noah was climbing all over Sam, so it's just us two, and we had to do this on a Tuesday because Sam's going away, and as one of our listeners once said, we'd be fucked without Sam, so we'll be back. We'll be back Kyog next week. Might even get a guest. As your guest,
who's going? No, we won't. Cause I'm going to Brisbane. I'm going to Queensland Thursday, so we'll be back on either Kyog Tuesday or back online Tuesday.
Right. Okay. We'll discuss that. Right. Our list of questions from Oliver. How would you have fared playing with Nicky D, Dane? Love the quality of supply.
I don't think I would have really liked it. He would stole too many best and fairest plays from me. too many Brownlow votes from me. It would have become a real competitor. I probably wouldn't have started. I wouldn't have given him the ball. Obviously he would be nice to play with. The trajectory he seems to be going on, he's going to be Collingwood's greatest ever player in 3 weeks, if you ask Darryl Thomas. So, but he's going to be anything. He potentially could be leading the Brownlow with two rounds. He'd be leading the BNF, you would think. But just be prepared for him to have a couple of bad games, because you cannot play best on forever and ever. But he's as good as it gets at the minute as a halfback. Then he'll go into midfield at some stage when his body develops, and then he'll fucking dominate the competition from the inside.
Did you click on the article to work out why he went for pick 4 in the draft rather than pick 1?
No, I didn't see it. Yeah. What was it?
I didn't click it, but I just had a feeling
what
if that's up to
with
Peter being a good player.
Yeah, but I seen something online. People arguing about how father-son's a shit rule.
That just shows people argue about anything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a great rule.
100%.
Yeah, it swings around about. Every now and then you get a gem. Ashcroft, Dacos, Sam Darcy.
Gary Ablett went all right.
Yeah, everyone gets their turn. But at some stage, now,
by the way, and I definitely won't say this for, being disrespectful, but a lot of clubs over the years have drafted father-sons who haven't come up at all.
Exactly.
And so, as you said, swings and roundabouts, and probably at times they feel compelled to draft a player because his dad was so good, and so be it. Fucking, it's a great part of footy. From Nathan, does Swanee have any advice for how to deal with a fuckwit boss?
No, I don't really have. Oh, well, I deal with a fuckwit boss. I've never really had a boss.
Had a boss.
At AFL level, I did. I just continued doing what I'm doing. I annoyed him a fair bit, it's fair to say. I don't deal with a fuckwit boss. Oh, no, did you?
You're asking someone who's been sacked from 7-8 radio stations?
Yeah, mate, I'll just...
From Ryan.
Just annoy them.
Park that question.
Annoy them. I'd just say give them the shits until they leave. Just run them out of town.
From Rye Standen, holidaying with kids, it's fucked. Just looking after them in a more expensive place.
Well, I think I literally said that. I said, you're not on a holiday, you're just living in a different part of the world. It's absolutely true. There's nothing relaxing or holidaying about it.
From SJ Matho, Dane has hopped on board the Kangas. Go North.
Yep, I'm a Kangas man now. I've reserved my tickets to the granny. I've got two sides now. The Pies and the Kangas, and we're flying, both of us.
From Dr. Stephen, agreed with Swanee, could not give away Fremantle for the flag on Betfair now. Thanks, Ralph.
Yep. Yeah, no, I agree. They stink.
Trading theories are only good if you're – well, I've still got Swanee. I've got the Swanees going for a nice result.
Yeah, they're about
there. I think they're
– the Swans haven't –
final thrashing.
The Swans haven't played anyone, though.
They are. They're either. That'd be a big game.
Who have they got?
These.
Jeez, where's that?
G.
I've got a good betting theory this weekend.
Yep, same. From Sean, any word on you know what, Dane? I don't know what you know what is.
Who's it from?
Sean.
Sean.
Sean C. Sean C. 50.
Any word from on what? On you know
on
what?
You know what?
Any word on you know what?
Yeah. From Bailey.
We'll
park that. From Bailey. Shout out to Russell's Creek for winning the Division 2 of the Grand Final. Okay. From Nico, Flag Pies.
That's done and dusted. The season's over.
From Matt. I noticed Daisy Thomas is now on 7th footy coverage. Does Dave feel snubbed?
Well, that's why he's saying stupid shit like the Dago's the best player in the league currently, because... he's becoming a Kane Corns. He's becoming just a soothsayer. He's becoming just saying stupid shit to get himself in the media. Poor Dale. Well, you know, snake it till you make it, they say. But I do. It bothers me a bit, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
From Brunt, get Billy Swan on so he can tell us how he created a Brownlow medalist.
If you want.
Some stage. From Laz, any good ideas for first-year challenges on trips away?
First-year challenges, as in on footy trips?
Yeah, stupid shit.
A bit early for, mate, if I tell you, your side's going shit out if he's playing footy trips in the pre-season. Like, have they even lost a game yet?
Might be a cricket trip.
Okay, yeah, good. Well, I don't know much about cricket, but come back the end of the year, I'll give you some pointers for rookies on footy trips.
From Jezza, would you rather fart loudly every time you came or come really loudly every time you fart?
The first one. I've got three kids at home. Never happens anymore. Unless I'm home alone.
Very interesting definition of Ralph's Dirty Surprise at Urban Dictionary. Okay. From JCav, how's the Kangas membership going, Swanee?
Well, it hasn't arrived yet. It's going expensive. That's how it's going. Like I said, for a side that doesn't want a game.
And then you paid too much for it. You paid double.
Yes.
From Babies.
And you know what? They didn't take Amex either, which I nearly didn't pay. I have an Amex that I use for purchases. And they didn't take it. And I was like, at the fucking nerve on North Melbourne, who haven't won a game in forever, why take an Amex? The nerve on them.
Can you claim this against tax because you're a public figure?
I hope so.
From Babbies. Brain, have you played Bathroom Battleship after having a suicide wank? Never heard of either of those terms.
No, but it sounds like fun. Maybe we should live stream it.
Well, and two here before we get to math sides, I guess. From Life's Better, Barefoot and Evie Cack, they're the same. Dane's Dabble Bets didn't contribute at all over the weekend. What are the chances of Swanee giving us a decent tip on Dabble, please?
Oh, mate, I told you I'm the worst punter of all time at the minute. I cannot get near anything. I had a couple, all just as, you know, like you say, Ralph, what a gambling agency is better than a six-leg multi? A seven-leg multi. And it's basically like I'm always just one leg off, which is, you know what, when you lose, you lose. It's fucking, you know, you don't get money back for one leg off. Yeah. But I can only get better. So I apologise. I was fucking hopeless on the weekend. And trust me, no one felt it more than my own bank account. So, I love the card this week. So there's money to be made. So stick with me.
All right, part two.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.